Well, a clean sheet, Paul, but probably not quite enough penetration from an attacking point of view for you.
I think you've got to remember, you're just on the back of four defeats, aren't you? And what people don't like, managers sometimes, and even supporters sometimes, people don't like the truth. You know, because normally the truth can hurt. You know, today at times in the game, we looked very nervous all of a sudden, didn't we? We just looked like that we didn't have that fluidity in our play, because defensively today, I thought we were very good. We wanted to press a higher line, we wanted to condense the space, and I thought we'd done that well, but we were looking for that bit of quality. Unfortunately for us today, we just didn't have it. You know, and that's the nature of the game, but that becomes a good point for you. You know, and you can feel it in the crowd. The supporters now have gone from being right behind the team to getting a little bit restless, and that's football, I understand it. It's not something where you're bemoaning the fact. What I would offer up, that was a team playing in the Championship last year. We're travelling forward and we're trying to do our best. And sometimes, unfortunately for anyone, whether you like it or not, for some people it's never enough. And I accept that as manager, I've got no problem with it.
Do you see it as a step forward or a sideways step?
I see it as a step forward, Phil. I think we're a League One team today. And what football clubs have a habit of doing, we always look at other people to see what they're doing. Other people don't concern you. It's about your club and the progression of your club. We're certainly overloaded in areas and underloaded in other areas. I don't have to come onto TV interviews like this and tell people that. My job is to try and change that balance. Unfortunately, you can't change it every day overnight. It's quite apparent where we need a couple of changes.
Well, you had to make one change. Charlie Ragland came in and was assured at the back, Ian McGrath, to look very comfortable.
Excellent at the back. Excellent. I can't remember really. Tommy made first save, first half from the header, free kick. Second half, we were never under any type of pressure, and it was a case of would we score, and you never felt that we'd score. I never felt that. I don't know what the supporters felt. It was never a case where we just didn't have that penetration, that quality. And we have a habit of wanting to go through the middle of a pitch when we lack physicality up front. It's an obvious thing for everyone. We must go round teams and put quality in the box, and sometimes we just get guilty of just going a bit too straight. You know, but certainly the players always here. They always offer you the most honest performance ever. And, you know, as a manager and a supporter, I think that's all you can ask. Of course, you want managers to win more games and to change stuff and everything else. That's part and parcel of football.
I know you never want to, after match, blame anything, but Owen Doyle's been on his sick bed all week, and he couldn't have been at 100%.
He wasn't playing today. He went home. He got sent to doctors yesterday. He wasn't going to play today. And Owen's reported today to play. You know, and I was thinking about bringing him off there in the second half at one time, but you never know, he might nick you a goal, wouldn't he? And it's obviously we need, you know, something up there. It shouldn't be a debate. It's not a debate. Supporters buy season tickets, they're fully entitled to have a debate and stuff, but, you know, that's not for me to come on here after games and say what we need now and all of a sudden. What we need to do is find the solutions, and I felt today we should have been able to find a solution to win that game. Unfortunately, we never, and you've got to give Yeovil credit to that, because, you know, they've had a difficult run like us, so you could understand it being a nervy game.
And of course, very difficult for you to work out how to play Yeovil, having made seven changes they made. Yeah.
Gary's got nothing to prove in terms of management, has he? Now, any manager who takes a club from these leagues like Yeovil into the Championship does never have to answer questions to anyone, in my opinion. But the way of football is today, you do. You know, managers who can't take criticism, you're in the wrong game, aren't you? You know, what I'd like to think of us as a club is we're trying to go forward. I always think that. You know, because in this league today, it's a really difficult league. You know, teams are good sides, and what we've got to do is make sure, I spoke about balances and different stuff, that we have more threats than what we've got. You know, we're a bit too alike in certain areas.
Daniel Johnson, end of his loan, he was given a good reception at the end by the fans.
Daniel's done really well. You know, he's a good player, and obviously, you know, with the percentage of our supporters, the likelihood is they want him to play more and different stuff, and I fully understand that. You know, but certainly going into the future, you know, the decisions I have to make in terms of our players are big decisions sometimes. You know, and certainly sometimes with loan players, it can cloud that. We all know Daniel's got great quality. We thank every player who comes into this club. He returns to Aston Villa now, and we wish him every success in his career.